My friends, you know the scene in Goodfellas when they're all sitting around the bar and they're all laughing at Joe Pesci, calling him a funny, funny guy? I think that's how everybody in Washington State felt yesterday when Bob Ferguson was out on a tour talking about how he represents public safety. We know there's only one reason he's doing this is because his likely opponent is going to be the guy who caught the Green River Killer, the guy who was a King County sheriff, the guy who was a congressman in the U.S. Congress, the guy who actually stood for law and order and public safety. And of course, I'm talking about the man joining us right now on the KVI studio line, the one and only Dave Reichert. Thank you so much for being with us today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
So what was your reaction when you saw this ridiculous nonsense he's pushing? Because, I mean, I'm looking at this and I go, hang on a second. It's the guy who stood by during the Summer of Love. It's the guy who fired people for not getting the vax. It's the guy who worked on every police restriction. That guy's talking about public safety?
Yeah. You know, I watched that. And let's just say it wasn't a... it wasn't a Clint Eastwood Dirty Harry moment. You know, it wasn't there's the easy way and the hard way. It wasn't feeling lucky punk. It was more like want to play patty cake. This was I got a text from one of the leaders in the law enforcement community here this morning, and they're so upset with this supposed plan. Where has he been the last 6 years? He's actually been leading the cause in what got us here and where we are today, and being a leader in having the lowest number of police officers per capita across the country, including Washington, D.C. Seattle PD is down almost 400 people. WSP is down almost 200 people. King County is almost down about 150 people. So people don't want to be police officers in this state, not because they're not paid enough, as one of his top priorities was to give a grant, give grants to cities and counties across the state to hire more police officers. That's not the problem. The pay is okay, and cops don't become cops to get rich. The benefits are okay. The reason they're not becoming cops in Washington state is because they are not supported. They're not allowed to enforce the law. So number one thing I would do when I become governor, the first thing I would say, let's allow our police officers to enforce the laws of Washington state, their city and county ordinances and the laws that the people of this state pass.
We're talking with Dave Reichert, and I remember, I think it was the two times ago when we had you on the show, it was right after the I-5 blockade. It was when all those Hamas supporters blocked the I-5 freeway. You came out with a statement like that. Bob Ferguson, it's been months, still haven't heard a damn word out of his mouth. Didn't hear anything during the BLM riots, didn't hear anything during the autonomous zone, and the AG is the top cop in Washington. His silence was deafening. In fact, I think I saw things he was saying supporting the BLM and Antifa movements. So at this point, he's actually on the side of the people who are making Washington less safe. He has a proven track record of making Washington less safe. This is the guy who pushed all the decriminalization of drug efforts. And now look at Washington, and the hypocrisy is mind boggling.
Right. Our murder rate up is now up 96% since 2019 alone. We're having one car stolen every 11 minutes. And that's because we don't hold a crooks accountable. There's no consequences. He's got this new shoplifting task force that's been in effect for 2 years. And the last count I remember, I think they've wrapped up two cases in 2 years. He wants to put together another task force to address the opioid fentanyl crisis here in the state. But if we had been doing our job in the first place, we wouldn't be where we are today and having this crisis in downtown Seattle and downtown Spokane and other cities, and even some of our suburban cities across the state having the same issues. He wants to combat gun violence. Well, I did that when I was the sheriff. It was successful. It was called King County Gun Crime Coalition. It was called Project Safe Neighborhoods. It was effective. Let's bring back community policing. And it's called community policing because communities come first in the police world. That's what cops think about when they go out to work every day, is protecting the community. It's not policing community, it's community policing. It's not community depolicing, it's community policing. Let's bring back school resource officers, build that relationship between our high school and middle school age kids where they can trust and build a relationship and a friendship with law enforcement versus an adversarial, the cops are dangerous. They're more dangerous than not having cops in schools where violence is occurring. It just doesn't make any sense, Ari. We're living in a world that's upside down. We need to turn this world right side up. We need to think about protecting our children and our families and their communities at school and at work.
Just before we let you go, I couldn't help but notice that when Bob Ferguson was suing everybody in the drug manufacturing world, blaming them for what you're seeing on the streets of Seattle and King County and everywhere else in Washington, he was stating a statistic that's probably true, which is 80% of the people on the streets have some kind of drug addiction or abuse issue of alcohol, whatever the case may be, and that's why they're on the streets. But then this is the guy who decriminalized all this. So he says one thing to win a lawsuit, but then he says something else in policy? That's not the mark of a leader to me.
No. And we know that he's saying the things that he said yesterday in an attempt to win this gubernatorial race. And people, I think, are going to see through his statement yesterday, which was very weak. People want to be safe and secure. They want common sense. They want moderation. They want the law enforced. They want to feel safe. And at least he recognizes that now after 12 years. It took him 12 years to finally say in yesterday's interview, as I go around the state and talk to people across the state, criminal justice seems to be the number one issue. Shocker. We've been saying that since he took office 12 years ago. I know how to fix it. And when we get elected in January, we will make this one of the safest states in the country to live in. We will set an example, and our children will be raised to respect law enforcement, respect their parents, respect their teachers, and abide by the law.
Dave Reichert, before we let you go, why don't you give everybody the website, so if they want to volunteer, if they want to donate, if they want to learn more about you, what's the best way for them to do so?
ReichertForGovernor.com. That's Reichert, ForGovernor.com.
Yeah, my pleasure. Dave Reichert, thank you so much for joining us today. Really do appreciate it. Coming up next, Fake News Friday, a chance to put a smile on your face heading into the weekend. You're listening to The Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.